This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
It's time now for our Friday StoryCorps series. Hal Bergen graduated from Roosevelt High School in Chicago just before World War II ended. He joined the military and was sent to work at the Nazi War Crimes Tribunal in Nuremberg, Germany. There, he helped operate the sound system for the trial. Bergen's daughter, Kathy, wrote about her dad in the Chicago Tribune. In 2016, they came to the StoryCorps booth at the Chicago Cultural Center, where he told her about his front row seat to history.
Arriving in the city of Nuremberg, walking into the courtroom the first time, and seeing these defendants, was very difficult for me to connect them with the deeds they were accused of.
This was the first time that there was an international tribunal to try people for war crimes. What sorts of crimes were they being put on trial for?
Well, the crimes were mass murder and the concentration camps. The testimony that really grabbed me was Admiral Jodl, and he said, and I remember hearing this distinctly, that if they, the Germans, had won the war, Eisenhower would be sitting in this witness chair, not him.
One of the other things that was unique and the first time at this trial was having simultaneous translation of the proceedings, and that was directly related to what your job was there.
In order for the trial to proceed, everybody in the room had to have a headset, and they could dial into the system and hear the trial in whatever language they wanted. One of our jobs at the beginning of the proceedings was to go around and be sure that the defendants' headsets were working. So we went one by one, face to face, and put our hands essentially on their headsets, lifted them a little bit so we could hear, but asking them if they could hear. So that was pretty close. I was closer to Hermann Göring, I don't know, 1,000 times than I am to you right now.
I'm interested in how that affected you, observing some of the films that were shown, some of the testimony about what went on during the Nazi era. What sorts of things really kind of got to you and stayed with you?
Well, I think what got to me in terms of the films were the death camp scenes. And, of course, they were picked for their effectiveness in the first place. So the film presentations were probably the most vivid available. And they had an effect.
You were also there on the day the verdicts came down. What was it like to be there when it all came to a conclusion?
The French, the Americans, and the British judges came out with a collection of varied verdicts suited to the individual and their alleged crimes. It was a long, drawn-out process, and they read their verdicts and all their rationales. When it came to the Russians, it was guilty, hang. They were done in 10 seconds.
Do you feel like ultimately justice was served?
Well, I think as much justice was served as was available. How much justice brings back 6 million Jews? And what is justice anyway?
That was Hal Bergen talking with his daughter, Kathy Bergen, in 2016. Hal is now 94 years old, and Kathy is writing a collection of short stories set in post-war Europe, inspired by her dad's experiences. Her first piece, Moonlight Over Nuremberg, was published this spring. Hal and Kathy were recorded by StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. WBEZ's Bill Healy produced this excerpt.